Hello there, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
As the tradition of wearing commemorative red poppies is the result in part of a poem written by Canadian Lieutenant Colonel John McRae by the title of In Flanders Fields, which begins,
In Flanders Fields the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row.
And indeed, more than 36 million red poppies are sold by the Royal British Legion charity each year, with the floral tribute being worn to honour those who die in battle. This year, the religious think tank Ecclesia has urged British churches to provide alternatives to the red poppy, saying a white poppy is more in keeping with Christianity. Because in its view, it seems, the red poppy would imply redemption can come through war, whereas the Christian story implies that redemption comes through the non-violent sacrifice of Jesus' death on the cross. To find out more about this, Susie Hodges spoke to Ecclesia's co-director Simon Barrow, asking him to explain the reasons for pushing an alternative to the traditional red poppy, an issue that seems to have created somewhat of a controversy in certain circles.
First thing to say is that we're not calling for an alternative. We're suggesting that people wear red poppies to remember the dead from various wars, and it would also be a good idea to wear white poppies in order to remember that we also need to be looking at the causes of war and what the alternatives to it are.
But is this not rather confusing the issue? Because I don't think people are implying that the red poppy is in any way glorifying war or that it's symbolising blood. It's simply a tradition that's grown up because poppies were the only plants that grew in the aftermath of the First World War in the trenches. And it's also because of the poem that was written by the Canadian poet.
Well, in fact, the history of the poppy is more interesting than that. For a start, for example, if you go to German war graves, you won't find the symbol of the poppy. So it's not a universal symbol. And in fact, when one looks at the content of a lot of remembrance services, there's a lot of language about fighting for freedom and wars, ending other wars, and the glorious dead. And we think, in fact, that it does sometimes reinforce the idea that's a very popular one in human culture and in religious mythical history, that war is some kind of solution. And the poppy, along with the cross, of course, it's a symbol of sacrifice. But the difference is that the cross emphasizes that God saves by absorbing and transforming violence, not by inflicting it. And so it would be entirely appropriate for Christians, as well as perhaps choosing to wear a poppy because it is a symbol of remembrance of the dead and respect for them, also to wear a white poppy to point to the way forward. And that's something I think that honors those who have died in wars, both soldiers and civilians, because if you really do believe that war is about trying to end war and about seeking freedom, then surely you would want to welcome a debate about what the causes of war are and what the alternatives are.
But this row about the white poppy is not a new one, because apparently ever since the 1930s a pacifist group has been making white poppies for the same reasons as you are calling for, but it hasn't really caught off, because I gather that whereas the red poppy sells, you know, over 30 million, this only sells tens of thousands.
Well, I think that probably indicates that thinking in this way about alternatives to war is rather a minority tradition. But actually, it started not with pacifists, but with widows and families of those who died in the Great War. What happened was that in 1926, they suggested that the producers of the red poppy should include an inscription that said, "No more war," at the centre of it. And this was explicitly refused, which I think also counteracts the idea that the red poppy is entirely neutral and doesn't have any position on the question of war. And as a result of that, they produced white poppies. And in fact, throughout the years, many people have chosen to wear white and red poppies together, as I do myself, and some people have chosen explicitly to wear white poppies. It becomes a row only when those who wear white poppies are often criticized or even vilified for daring to do so, which again goes against the idea that there isn't some kind of ideology of war that has crept into the tradition of wearing red poppies. And therefore, it's healthy to look at alternatives to that and what's going on.
The White poppy is, however, opposed by a number of former servicemen. They say they find it disrespectful. What would be your answer to such concerns?
My answer would be that I don't think it's at all disrespectful to people who've died in war, both soldiers and civilians, to be promoting a symbol which is about peace and alternatives to war. And you could only possibly find that disrespectful if you felt in some sense that war was something to be defended. And of course, that's the whole point that we're making. Very often, the red poppy, which is meant to be a symbol of remembrance, is caught up in a form of remembrance which is actually about the justification of war. And I think a lot of these comments indicate that that's the case. Also, there's a widespread misunderstanding that in wearing the white poppy, you're somehow trying to take money away from those who are seeking the welfare of veterans and so on. And that's not the case at all. I've stressed that it's not an either-or, it's a both-and. But we really do need much more of a debate about war, especially in the light of the Iraq debacle, which has illustrated that those who were very confident that war was going to sort out a situation have actually created a much worse conflict by engaging in it.
But surely if you were to do a survey and ask questions to all those wearing red poppies, you'd probably find that there's an awful lot of people who are very much against war and have seen, as you say, the suffering it can cause, the deaths, the disabilities, and yet they still wear the red poppy purely because it's a tradition.
Well, I'm sure that that's the case, and we're simply saying let's honour that tradition, but let's also use explicit symbols of peace to emphasise precisely that point. There is no conflict there, but there is a continuing conversation that needs to be had. And I think it needs to be had because our contemporary cultures are constantly glorifying war. If you turn on your television or watch films in the cinema, you will always be seeing the hero who uses massive force being the person who is defined as the one who provides freedom, protects people, works for justice, and so on. We are constantly propagandizing ourselves in the idea that war is some kind of solution. And that goes back, in fact, as far as ancient Babylonian myths, religious myths, which have suggested that war is a matter of redemption. But the point about the Christian message we're making is that it's the opposite of that. It's saying that war does not redeem, only a saviour who actually goes to the cross as an act of non-violent sacrifice. The absorption of conflict, the absorption of sin and death, produces salvation.
That was the co-director of Ecclesia, Simon Barrow, speaking to Susie Hodges.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.